work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One last text on the decriminalizing magic mushrooms. Really good text. I have a very good friend that's been in and out of hospital for 2 years with severe depression that is resistant to traditional psychiatric drugs along with electroconvulsive therapy. She'll be starting ketamine, which is being used more and more with great success, giving folks a shot at a normal life. If mushrooms can have similar success, let's go. These non-traditional methods are absolutely saving lives. I agree with that 1,000%. Okay. 4 years ago today at this point, it was COVID, so I was home. We were not allowed here, but the United States Capitol was under attack because folks were trying to stop an election and trying to stop a transfer of power. It's that simple. And aside, by the way, Dave, so D.C. is overwhelmed by snow and sleet and ice today. What if that would have happened 4 years ago? A lot of people wouldn't show. Who knows if Donald Trump makes that speech? People might have said, man, I think Donald Trump won. I believe in him, but it's brutal outside. I'm not going. I'm watching on TV. I'm not traveling there at all. I'm not kidding. The weather could have played a part because this was a very decent, pleasant day out 4 years ago.
Are you saying Republicans control the weather?
Yes. Marjorie Taylor's right. Marjorie Taylor Greene's right. Now the Republicans have control of the weather. But You agree with me, right? There wouldn't have been as many people.
Sure.
There. The silliness of the weather.
Yeah. The steps leading up to the Capitol probably would have been slippery.
Yes.
People wouldn't have been able to get up there.
No, they would have. They wouldn't have been as committed. Let's just be honest.
It's true.
Let's eliminate a few things, too. No, Nancy Pelosi did not turn down 10,000 troops. That's been disproven over and over and over again. No, Donald Trump did not react right away. He sat on his butt and watched it and loved it. Hour after hour after hour. Finally, and by the way, we've seen the video. He had to attempt like 4 or 5 different video presentations because he didn't want to go as strong as he did. And his first attempts were not that strong. And oh, by the way, because of the January 6th committee, we've all read the texts from Kevin McCarthy, Ivanka Trump, Don Trump Jr., Sean Hannity, others begging Donald Trump to get out there right away and say no to this violence. That's 100% accurate. There's no debating that. If you believe that was a day of love, then you're on the psilocybin mushrooms already. Donald Trump was well within his right of going to court and trying to make prove his claims in court. He won one minor victory. The election was a testament to democracy, and Joe Biden, who in my opinion would prove to be an ineffective president, was elected. Let's get another one out of the way. Oh, you never talk about the protests in Minneapolis. Give me a break. Among the reasons why Tim Walz doesn't come on the show, my comments about his ineptitude during the protests. I've had this conversation with Jacob Fry on air over and over again. You could podcast our comments excoriating those individuals. You could go back to Twitter. You can do both. You can criticize both. Close to 1,600 individuals have been prosecuted. To act like it wasn't a day of violence, over 140 police officers, law enforcement individuals were injured. It was a day of shame and embarrassment. It stinks if you lose. It stinks if you want your guy to win. You know what you don't do? You don't break into the Capitol. And can we acknowledge this? There were individuals who went and saw the speech. Trump's speech, Rudy's speech, all the craziness that happened that day. Some of them were fine. Some of them were just not even close to telling the truth. There were some, Dave, who walked down, stood outside the Capitol. They shouldn't be punished at all. There were some who just walked around the Capitol. So they're breaking in. So they should face some punishment. But not as severe as those who were harming law enforcement. Thought we always believe in law enforcement. Apparently, you know, we do when they agree with us.
Yeah, back the blue.
Back the blue as long as they agree with us. Mm-hmm. You know, FBI, when they're on our side, we back them. Those folks who were harming police, breaking property, defecating, calling for the killing of Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence, defiling the place. It's simple. What were they trying to do? They thought they could take over the bleeping Capitol and stop the election of Joe Biden through violence. The ones at the worst. And they rightfully so have been prosecuted. If any of us would have said, at this point, 4 years ago, when it was still going on, I think Donald came out with, was it maybe 2:30 Eastern time he went there? When he came out with his first, this is after they've been encouraging for hours and hours. If I would have said here on the radio, while the Capitol is under attack, where we had no idea what was going to happen. By the way, they handed out gas masks to these folks. People were lying it was Antifa. It was not Antifa. People still lying. Well, the FBI was a part of it. Was the FBI aware of potential violence? Yes. Did they have people there? To try to stop the violence. Not to also break in. There's no proof of that. None. But if I would have told, if I would have come on WC's radio and said, by the way, when this is going on, in 4 years, on this same day, Donald Trump is going to be certified as the next president of the United States, winning 312 to 226, not a soul would have believed me. Maybe a soul. What percent of America would have believed that if I would have said, as he was unfolding the attack, that Donald Trump's going to win again and win by almost 100 electoral votes. It's not possible. And it happened.
It did. It's one of those. Adam said this earlier, talking about that moment, watching it was one, it felt like one of those. I will always remember where I was at the time. And I remember where I was. I was in the basement of my home with my 4-year-old with the, well, she was just born a few months earlier, the youngest, taking a nap. We were downstairs playing, and I turned on NBC or whatever channel it was and saw what was going on.
Some might say you could have turned on WCC radio.
Could have been, but yep. I needed the visuals, too. I remember, I'm pretty sure it was NBC that I was watching, them speaking to Kevin McCarthy. Speaker.
Yeah.
You know, big time.
Yeah.
He's pretty big time.
Yeah.
And him
ally
sounding
of Donald Trump.
Yes. Not only terrified, but furious at Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Yep.
Yes. Absolutely calling him out, saying, this is ridiculous. This needs to end. Mr. President, if you can hear me, if you are watching this right now, you need to do something right
they
now.
They were fearing for their lives.
That was the message. And that's
gas masks were handed out.
It felt like
at the Capitol.
This, you know, from somebody watching it in Minnesota, it felt like this was a defining moment for the country. This was something that was going to change some sort of aspect of the country, whether it be how our politics work, whether it was going to be the specific, you know, MAGA movement of the Republican Party. Something was going to change. And 4 years later, we couldn't have been more wrong.
The king is more powerful than ever.
Yes.
Again, do I equate it with 9/11? Do I equate it with Pearl Harbor? No, I do not. No. But people were trying to overturn an election, and the man who was the president of the United States, pursued through court, fine, zero problem. Lie after lie. The flunkies, the goofballs, the nonsense, the Rudy at the landscaping place, the threatening people, the die coming down, and you still support him. And he won. He ran against an ineffective president who it looks like for years wasn't capable of being the president, and a vice president who I think was put herself in an enforcement position when she wouldn't separate herself from Joe Biden, as difficult as that is, and then she's just not a very good campaigner. She just isn't. Again, I'm not expecting someone as a Republican to say, hey, you know what I'm going to support this time? Bernie Sanders. But why not support someone else who believes in Republican principles that you believe in, as opposed to the guy who wanted to maintain his office by violence? Because that's what he wanted. He was 1,000% willing to stay in office by these folks stopping and potentially harming people. When he was told, this has been reported multiple places, that the vice president was in jeopardy or later safe, you know what he said? Who cares? That's your guy. For Mike Pence, who genuflected for Donald Trump constantly. So when people say, why would you never support Donald Trump? That's example A. Because there are plenty of Republican positions where I don't run from. But a guy who's willing to lie at this level, and by the way, if you think for 1 second this is a big, oh, he must love Joe Biden. We can go back to podcasts in June of 2022 before I asked Dean Phillips the same question, and I kept saying he shouldn't run for office. Then when he announced he wasn't going to run, I said he should step down as president. I just called him ineffective. It's not, oh, I'm a big Biden supporter. I'm just saying there are better options. And one guy, as the alternative, can't be a guy who fomented violence and then sat there and did nothing while it happened. That is not even up for debate. While his family members and his closest friends and allies were begging him to step out there and speak and try to stop it. And once he started to be more forceful, guess what happened? They stopped because they love the guy. What do you want to say? Disagree with me forcefully. Add some more to it. Make a point that I haven't mentioned yet. There's plenty more I can mention. Agree. You want to call? You want to text? That's fine. 651-461-9226. January 6, 2021 is one of the most embarrassing days in our country's history. Because an individual would not accept the results of an election. He tried through court, fine. And he wouldn't accept it and loved that the violence was taking place. And he's now going to be, and by the way, I never say this, not my president. He's going to be my president. And we'll cover him. And I hope he's great. I do. But that's what he did. 651-461-9226. Did we go over the music theme?
We've not yet.
What have we got?
Have you picked it up? Picked up on it yet?
I've kind of been doing the show.
All right, well, it's part of the show, but you can ignore it if you want. We started with very popular right now from Wicked, Defying Gravity. Since then, we've had two songs called Over My Head and another one called Too High. It's an ode to all the balls thrown by Sam Darnold last night.
You're mean.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not. Mike Pence, a tweet 36 minutes ago. The peaceful transfer of power is a hallmark of our democracy. And today, members of both parties in the House and Senate, along with the vice president, certified the election of our new president and vice president without controversy or objection. I welcome the return of civility to these historic proceedings and offer my most sincere congratulations and prayers to President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. Also adds, I also commend the members of the House, Senate, vice president who did their duties under the Constitution of the United States. It being particularly admirable that Vice President Harris would preside over the certification of a presidential election that she lost. She did it. She did what she was supposed to do. The country did what it was supposed to do. And we moved on.
Like Mike Pence.
You think Mike Pence wanted Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to win? Obviously not.
No.
Didn't think Al Gore wanted to be there in January 2001? Do you think Richard Nixon wanted to be there in January of 1961? No. You know what you do? You accept the loss. And again, I've said this. I believe it can't be proved. I think if COVID doesn't happen, or even if Donald Trump doesn't talk about disinfectant, or it's just going to vanish on Easter, he wins.
Get that light inside your body, Chad.
Oh, man. All right, let's take some calls. Plenty of texts coming in. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, about 10. Tom, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi, Chad. My issue is a while ago I was thinking about free speech and freedom of speech, and I was thinking, you hear about hate speech. I'm going, do we really have free speech in this country, or what is hate speech, or what's that about? So when I was researching it, I found that what constitutes things as hate speech is if they cause violence, or some danger or violence. Like if you're in a theater and it's empty, you can scream fire all day long. It doesn't mean anything. But the old story about, don't cry. Yeah. But with Trump, what did that mean? Go down and fight like hell. Go down there. Was he inciting violence or not? It seemed absolutely clear that he was.
Well, even if we want to debate that, because one point in the speech he talks about peacefully. Even if you say, oh, I'm going to talk about the peaceful part, when it got out of control, he has to instantly go on national television, go on any platform and say, this cannot happen. And he didn't do it for hours. And that's indefensible. Even if you wanted him to win, that's indefensible. Tom, I want to try to get to a few calls. Excellent points. Thank you, sir. Dan, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, see, you know, I agree with it's a bad thing what happened on January 6th. The reason why it happened, because if you think about what happened before, all the riots that were happening, Republicans looked at it like, look, at they're destroying everything, and they get out of prisons, they don't get prosecuted. So we see this, and then think about the election, how because of COVID, they changed all the rules for voting. And you can see today, because how many votes did Joe Biden get?
81 million.
Any other time. Hey, don't cut me off.
No, I'm telling you how many votes.
Can you explain to me If you look at all the history of the average voting.
How many votes did Donald Trump get?
Where are those 13 million?
No, it's not that.
There's something wrong.
Look up, Dave.
You guys just overlooking it.
Hold on. Hang on. Hang on.
Turn
out. Put him on hold. Okay. Hang on a second. Put him on hold. Look up again the latest total for Harris. Again, it's a decisive win. Don't hang up, Dan. I'll get back to you. It's a decisive 7-0 Electoral College swing state victory for Donald Trump. Where is Harris at right now? It's like just below 75 million?
Just a touch over. 75 million, 19,000 and change.
Okay, so put Dan back on. So it's not 13 million, Dan. It's 6 million. And part of the reason why it happened is because Joe Biden was deemed ineffective. You know, Donald Trump ended up with what, 76 million?
That's 77. Not the right
77.
Wait a minute.
Those are
wait
the right numbers, Dan.
Numbers.
No.
No, okay. Wait a minute. Anybody listening, go ahead and look up how many did Joe Biden get?
81 million. He got 81 million. And so now Kamala Harris ended up with 75. That's 6 million, not 13 million. Math's not that difficult.
No. Go Google it. It's more than that.
We just did.
And they.
We just did.
No, it's more than that.
Joe Biden had 81,283,501 to Donald Trump's 74,223,975.
It's right there. And then Kamala Harris, who lost decisively, had 75 million. Want to know why? Because she wasn't very good as a campaigner, because Joe Biden wasn't very good. And hold on a second. Let me finish. And by the way, the country decided that Donald Trump wasn't as good in 2020. We see results change, Dan. It doesn't. You can be disappointed. You can be disappointed. But you, no. Last thing. Last thing. I'm going to put you on hold again if you don't listen. Last thing. Are you condoning what happened on January 6th? Yes or no?
No. I said it shouldn't have happened, but the reason why everybody was so upset, you missed my first point,
I heard
is
the,
because
I
all
heard,
the stuff.
Oh, that, so that justifies
never
it.
Talk about,
that, no, we talked about the protest all the time, Dan.
You're going to interrupt me again?
I'm going to tell you because you're lying. We talked about the protest, and I rip walls constantly on this show.
You guys cut people off when they make their point.
You're lying.
Why are you cutting me off?
You're lying.
What?
You're lying.
I'm lying.
Yes.
That the riots never happened.
No, I'm my point.
The riots never happened all of a sudden, he's saying to me.
Dan.
Are you saying the riots never happened?
Dan, the point I'm making is on this show. Dan, listen. Namaste. Deep breath.
Yep.
I crushed walls and fry for the protest and not responding. The violent protesters should be in jail for
correct
decades. I never condoned it.
Yeah.
In any way,
right,
zero.
Okay.
More violence doesn't condone other violence.
Upset. This is why we got upset, because we've seen this for happening months after months after months, right? It didn't just happen here in Minneapolis. It happened all over the world. And that's what we're mad about, that we see all this, and you guys act like, oh, that's not a big deal.
I just literally told you that I crushed it.
Don't call me a liar just because I see this protests all happen,
Dan,
and then I'm lying about it. Why do you say I'm
lying about it? You're lying what I have said about it.
I didn't say you said it. I said this is what Republicans see happening. That's not a lie. I'm not saying you said that. Point out what's happening. We had this crap happen for months or years, and nothing was done.
Last thing, because I'm late, and you've been on for 5 minutes, and I'm not taking any more calls. Because you are right. Anyone in this sense who is not strong on violent protests in all aspects is a fraud.
That's why you guys failed so much.
I'm not a registered Democrat. I didn't vote for only Democrats in this election, or I haven't forever. You keep saying you're talking about me.
I got to go,
Dan. Thank you. Spirited dialogue. Where's Susie? What'd you think of that, Susie?
I get nervous. I feel like something's fisticuffs.
Sometimes it's feisty.
I don't know, man.
Sometimes it's okay to get feisty.
All right.
But he was on for a long time, and he made his point.
He surely did. He called you a liar about 10 times.
I know. Yeah, huh? Exactly.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
You've called me worse off air.
I have.
Yes.
Hmm.
Overrated. Next hour. Next segment. Underrated.
Properly rated.
With the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO.
Oh. I was trying to harmonize.
9226.
Join the fun.
Yeah, let's join the fun, Susie. We're a little shorter than normal.
I know.
All right, what do you got? I like that you were, can I say over underrated?
Yeah.
Last night that you were texting with me during the game. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I didn't know if I was bugging you.
No, I enjoyed it.
So I reached out and I said, what is happening?
Yeah.
I think I might have used more words than that.
One of them, you used the F word a number of times. Oh, no. I felt
and
like
then
a norm,
Chad
felt like a
says, I needed to calm down. This was early in the game.
I was trying to get her to wait a second. But then she turned out to be a soothsayer.
I was rabid.
She was a California psychic.
Maybe that's the new intro for Susie.
I haven't yelled out loud at my TV. I really haven't. I have not yelled at my television in a long time.
But last night you were yelling.
I was physically. I was. Words were coming out of my mouth.
Do you have a name for your TV?
No, but I was so.
Was Sam? Sam. Was
Sam and okay. So lemon. That is my first one.
Yeah.
The NFL. I'm not saying Sam. I'm not going to throw Sam under the bus. The NFL is overrated, and I'm going to tell you why.
You're obsessed with it this year. What are you talking about?
Okay. It is all a big conspiracy.
Oh,
they have. They have.
They forced Sam to overthrow the
they
ball.
Did. Yep. They did. They gave him extra money.
Yep.
It's all part of a big plan so that Detroit and the Patrick Mahomes crew with the Sam.
Yeah. Because Detroit wins the Super Bowl every year, right?
They don't. So,
that's
they
the
don't.
Market that NFL's been pushing for decades. I don't know if you've noticed.
You guys, it's going to be Detroit, and they're going to let them win for the show. Because, as you say, it's all entertainment. We're just being sucked in. The refs are in
and
on it.
And the refs, do they get a little earpiece?
They do. And they say, okay. And he's back to pass. Okay, drop this one. Okay, that was a pass interference. Okay, that was a holding. They just make
it
up.
Is that Raj Goodell? Or
yeah, okay. They just make it up. Oh, that was a horse collar. They don't even see. And
was that horse collar? And then you did a horse sound?
I did. What am I going to do when football season's over? Oh, it's going to be
UFL
painful.
Will start pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
All right, so the NFL, according to Susie Jones, overrated, even though you're mesmerized by
it. I am. I'm captivated.
You're captivated.
Also overrated, properly rated. I'll say properly. The winter blues, post-holiday malaise.
You're facing it a little bit right now.
I am. And our boss, Lindsay, said, hey, what's going on with you? And I'm like, I kind of checked the list. I'm like, okay, well, that one. I checked my kids. They're good. My mom's good. Everything's good.
You don't want to punch her today?
No, I don't. We had a nice weekend. We went down to see my sister down
did
on Saturday.
Did we talk very briefly?
Yeah, you talked to my mom.
Yeah. Very briefly. I had to go. But Kay and I
had a moment.
We had a moment. It was nice.
Yeah.
She seemed very pleasant.
Yeah, she
you
is.
You talked about Susie?
I did. I think Susie's adopted. I don't think.
No, we had a good weekend. We had a drive in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I don't realize I'm in a bit of the blues, but I guess I am. I'll tell you one thing, and we talked about a little. And other people might not feel this too. Sugar. I've had so much sugar since before, Thanksgiving to today.
Exactly. It's a lot.
And it's little things. Even if it's not a lot, it's almost daily that I'm letting myself have a little chocolate, a little of this,
Well, there's
of that.
So much sugar in so many of our regular foods, too, that we just don't realize. And like I just had hot chocolate. I love it. I you guys know I would have hot chocolate every day, twice a day. It's not that good for you, but I like
comforting.
It's comforting. It's part of my routine, And coffee's disgusting.
You don't like coffee.
Does nothing for me.
I like tea.
I do have a little bit of tea that I'm trying to help with this reflux thing that I battle a lot.
Okay.
A friend of mine. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the answer to a blue mood, I think. Number one, stop eating sugar every day. That's easy.
Yeah.
And take a walk every day.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Those are both positives.
Okay.
And you said this is going to be a big dating year for you.
Yeah, I did, but no, I don't
you said
know.
You said you're going to fall. In
I
love
said
with
I was going to fall in love. You said the Vikings are going to win the stinking Super Bowl.
Has that not happened yet?
in my dream, it did. I was seven.
It's January 1974. You can't eliminate love yet. When are we going to start the dating thing at Hen House? Or
oh, that would be
by?
So fun.
Let's.
That would be such a good little shtick to
do. Okay, so let's work on that off air, maybe before the show tomorrow, and see how we can pull this off.
I think it'd be good. We'd have to get participation from the poor person I was having coffee with. They'd have to be in, because otherwise...
Yeah, if it's just you solo...
No. I mean, that person has to know they're part of a bit.
Yeah.
Cause
or
they
it could
would,
be you going know. To... Or do they have to know?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the guy that I went out with and then came back and talked about their Velcro wallet.
Yeah, but if they're part of a bit, if they know that, are they going to be themselves?
Yeah, good point.
Or we could have you just go to, you know, someplace close by and hit on people. You know, and then you come
over
back.
To the North Star, the new North Star Center, and just sit down next to people at a table.
Hey, how you doing? Because I know you're attracted to that Velcro wallet. I was saying, we talked about the other day, movies that you stop on. That's the great scene when Gosling takes his Velcro wallet like twice. It's like, wallet! Or he takes the New Balances and he throws it in the
You're better than the Gap.
Oh, my God. So good. Excellent.
Thank you.
All right, Dave.
Who's next?
Dave, why don't you give a couple, then we'll pause, and then you give a couple more, and I'll go.
All right, I'll start with this one. underrated being a weekend warrior. And it's not me. I'm not a weekend warrior, but I was at the gym.
Of course, you're at the gym. Okay, now you're Carter.
Pounding out miles on the track Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Opens at 7 o'clock, and I walked in at about 7:10, and there's already a dozen guys on the basketball court getting loose, getting ready for the weekly game.
Nice.
And they're all, you know, 30s, 40s, maybe into their 50s. And so I get on the running track, and I'm above the court, so I get to watch the action, and it's just wonderfully terrible. I enjoyed it so much. It's, you know, 12 to 15 guys coming and going, and you know, a couple that are like teenage, early, you know, maybe not quite teen kids that were joining in the fun. And it's, you know, this one guy, he'll, you know, throw up three bricks in a row. Then all of a sudden he'll just be on a heater, meaning he made like two layups in a row. And you can tell he's just feeling it. And then his next one from downtown is off by 8 feet. It's just delightful to watch.
Good entertainment.
That's the thing. If they enjoy it, they're with friends or they're with other people they meet, and it's the right competitiveness. Because there was a time in my life I used to play a lot of, you know, pick up ball and stuff like that. You got to have the right mood, because if you got the guy who thinks he's Aunt Edwards and is jacking up shot after shot, or he's playing such intense defense,
you're calling fouls. That was a foul, man.
You're like, come on, buddy. We're just trying to get our run and have fun. Yeah, we're trying to win, but meet the moment.
What if they're like Doogie and they just shoot threes and don't play D?
Well, we did have a lot of KFN games that were very legendary. Doogie and PA would just jack threes constantly. Common and PA got in fights all the time. Culture Vulture was very good at hitting shots. It was Lefevre's gym. It was so great because the gym basketball court is 94 feet long. This one was 84 feet, so it saved us. We scheduled them a lot after Wolves games. You know who the big ringer was? Would play, if we would really schedule late, Shelby.
KG.
You'd be really good at KG. But sometimes Shelby would come.
He could play.
Absolutely could play in the 90s.
Shelby?
Don Shelby.
Would play ball with you guys?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And the 84 foot court was also really good. Such a Culture Vulture. That Culture Vulture and PA and Common were all just smoking heaters during the break and stuff. it was good. Then I would play with Shaver and his group, and this will shock you. Randy was pretty intense playing. I know it'll shock you. A little different. All right, let's get to more Dave's. I have plenty. You also can chime in. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? 651-461-9226. Among the texts, underrated retro arcades. Yeah, I agree. Properly rated the Isle Bun and Coffee for being awarded the best cinnamon rolls in the country.
Never had one, have you?
I have not.
No, we need to get somebody to get some for us.
Yeah, exactly. I've driven by a bunch of times. It seems crowded all the time.
Where is it?
Shockingly, Isle Bun and Coffee is by Lake of the Isles. What a coincidence.
Good spot for it to be.
I'm so
Not
smart.
Far away. Susie, what do you say?
You want me to jump in the car now before the end of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Overrated DFL members of the legislature for holding out and threatening to not show up. Who is joining the show at 2:35?
Lisa Damoth.
Lisa Damoth.
I love that.
Yeah, let's get her on.
You should
see.
Get Melissa in here and see if they'll do some all-star wrestling on the floor
yeah.
in the studio.
So Damoth had a press conference, ripped the Democrats. Hortman, has she talked yet?
Yep.
Okay, and what does she say?
I am going to tell you at 2 o'clock because Mark Fry is watching it online,
okay,
so
good.
He'll have sound from her.
Because, I'm sorry, there's no justification for the Democrats not showing. None.
To the first day of session?
What a embarrassing. Embarrassing. All right, Dave, what else you have?
A couple more things. Another underrated is good comfort food, especially this time
of
year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For example?
It would be last night when Lindsay cooked a dynamite chicken pot pie.
Oh, chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie is
the best.
It's delicious.
Mm. Yeah, it's really good. Can I say, at my favorite place on the planet, O'Donovan's Irish Pub, what Dermot does, and he needs to put it on the menu too, I get a small cup, helps to be best friends with the owner.
Nice.
A small cup of the chicken pot pie and the shepherd's pie.
Mm.
You have the combo platter.
Shepherd's pie is great, too.
Shepherd's pie is great, too.
If you only have one, which one would you have?
Mm.
I think I'm a good shepherd.
Boy, at their peak, I don't know if there's a wrong answer.
Yeah.
No.
I might go shepherd's, too, but chicken's really close.
You know the concern only about a chicken is normally when you eat it, it's about 850 degrees.
Isn't that true?
Minute.
That's so funny.
Right? It's so hot. The combination of getting the pastry to where you want it.
And burning your
the
mouth.
The chicken has to be about Mars level heat. You know, so
it's fine.
That's
chicken
funny.
Magma is good.
Yeah.
Very positive today. Last underrated, watched Kunk on Life. That's Kunk, C-U-N-K, on Life on Netflix.
Yeah.
I had a moment where we had to stop it for about 5 minutes because I could not stop laughing and crying.
It's that good.
There are probably about two or three of those moments. One in particular got me. Adam texted me Saturday saying that he watched it and these were his favorite moments. I had to shoot him back late Saturday night saying, I can't believe you left this one out because it almost physically killed me.
I need to watch it. I'm behind.
Is it a movie or a series?
It was a series, now a movie. Give an explanation.
It was Kunk on Earth a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's a mockumentary thing. Philomena Kunk is the character who leads it. And this one's like an hour and 10 minute thing. It's just
on what
channel?
What
it's
stream?
On Netflix.
Okay.
And it is almost, you could say, probably as close to NC-17 as you could get if this were a film release.
Okay.
There is one particular moment where you can't believe you're seeing what you're seeing.
Okay.
And they just don't get off of it.
Okay. Like something about Mary?
Worse.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's it was unbelievable, but man, I did laugh a lot.
Oh, good. It's right, fun to laugh.
Let me get to mine.
Okay.
What was it? Saturday night, Q and I needed to get some, add to the ingredients of what we were making. Okay. Mm. And so we go to Target and we park, turns out by the shopping cart.
The corral.
Mm-hmm. The corral. Okay. Mm-hmm. When we come back, the kid's out there, he's freezing, he's bringing everything together, and some moron drops off the cart, like two cars down the line, gets in his car, and walks away, and I wanted to follow that person home. We've talked about this before. I need the policy to be this. If you're so lazy, unless there's a physical issue is a separate thing, if you're so lazy, you can't walk over to the corral and you just leave your cart in the middle of the parking lot. No groceries for a month.
No soup for you.
No groceries for a month. Somebody else has to get them for you.
Parking lot etiquette.
You're a jerk. It's not that hard, right?
Sometimes I do it, though, Chad. I really do.
It doesn't shock me because you don't clean the dishes in the sink
lazy
either.
As they get.
Okay. All right. Well, note taken.
The greatest television drama in a very competitive field, which includes The Wire and The Sopranos, is Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Recently, the home where they would do the outside shots for in Albuquerque went for sale. I hate to break it to you. The Whites didn't live there. I hate to say. The house is valued at $350,000. Okay?
Oh, not bad.
What do you think they're selling it for?
Oh.
What do you think they're selling it for?
It's interesting because the people that lived in the house had a lot of trouble with folks coming by after the show.
Correct.
They had to put up a fence because people would throw pizzas up onto the roof constantly
because
of the famous scene.
Yes,
yeah, right.
The famous scene. What do you think they're selling for?
$2.5 million.
Low.
I was, keep going. We're up to four.
$4 million is correct.
Dang.
Honestly.
A good deal. I'd take the pizzas on the roof
for
four.
What kind of dope is going to buy that house? And I love it. I could watch Ozymandias over and over and over and over again. It's such a brilliant show.
Mm.
The house is for $350 and you're going to pay $4 million for it?
Come on.
How cool was it last night when the place, lights are off, we got our phone lights going, and we got the effects at Ford Field, and they're playing Lose Yourself, and then they show in the suite Eminem himself. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah.
And then right there is Prince, and he's fired up. Because Eminem was just totally fired up for it.
Mm.
Right? Isn't that pretty outstanding?
Mm.
The folks who are acting all indignant about the Mayo Bowl, right? And that the announcers weren't taking it serious enough.
The Mayo Bowl?
It's the Mayo Bowl. So Matt is a Bear Bar ASU guy. They were having like mayo dove bars and mayo and bananas. Anybody listen to the show knows I hate mayo.
Yeah.
But it's a bit. It's a meaningless game between the Gophers and Virginia Tech. Then they got the guy dressed up as the mayo guy. He's Flavor Flav.
Tubby.
It was hysterical.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, boy.
And PJ was just like out of his mind. He hugs the guy.
I think they told him who it was.
Oh, you do?
I'm not sure he's that familiar with Flavor Flav.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
I never can tell.
And then Elmar's Pizza in my town of Plymouth. So underrated for their New York style pizza. And then for the first time, I had their bagels, their New York style bagels. Fantastic. Elmar's in Plymouth. Get it done. Thank you, Susan.
Yes. Kay. We'll see you soon. I'm going to do news in a couple minutes.
Chipper next on The Purple.